Welcome to another National Provisioner podcast. In this edition, Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief, sits down with Kent Harrison, Vice President of Marketing and Premium Programs for Tyson Fresh Meats, to discuss two additions to Tyson's seasoned marinated pork product lines.
Okay, thanks listeners for joining us today. I'm here with Kent Harrison from Tyson Fresh Meats, and he's visiting me here at the National Provisioner offices, a rare visitor here to the offices of the National Provisioner. I'm happy he's here. He has brought to me a couple newer product line extensions in some ways off of Tyson Fresh Meats products that have been launched in the past. And Kent, thanks for joining me. Appreciate you being here.
Happy to be here.
So let's talk about these products. The first one that kind of caught my eye out of the two is the pork shoulder for barbecue product you have here. Reminds me a lot of the pork shoulder for carnitas product that you guys launched a couple years ago. Can you tell me what does this pork shoulder for barbecue product kind of try to capitalize off of? And what differentiates it, other than the actual flavoring and whatnot, from the carnitas product?
You bet. Okay, we've got, like we mentioned, a couple of Tyson brand products that are part of a larger line of Tyson seasoned marinated pork. So we're excited about the pork shoulder for barbecue. As said, it's a extension of what was a successful launch with the pork shoulder for carnitas. So we've taken that concept and a flavor profile that is barbecue related, that it has a little more of a appeal to consumers in different parts of the country. And as we look at the pork shoulder for barbecue, some of the neat things from the consumer side is we see that pork champion, about 57% of those people enjoy at least once a month having pulled pork. And that's exactly what this is designed for, an easy meal solution for that time-starved consumer that's looking for something that's flavorful and yet simple to prepare. You know, that mealtime dilemma of what do I do for the center of the plate or for something that I can make for dinner tonight that I know is going to be convenient, easy, and with not a whole lot of cleanup as well.
Okay, and it's cook and bag. I think you mentioned that. It's been amazing to me, the cook and bag technology that's kind of come to the forefront lately. I mean, you guys have had it in your portfolio. There are other processors out there who now use it for some of their products, and it seems to be catching on. Do you think, this is kind of the wild card question that maybe we didn't prepare for as much, but do you think you're going to see more of this based on the convenience? And from your perspective, and I know you're not operations side, but from your perspective, is the technology at the point where this type of cook and bag product you're going to see more of across the industry?
Yeah, I think so, for a couple of the reasons that we mentioned, is really that ease of use, the convenience of the product, and then the ease of cleaning up and no mess, no fuss, no bother type of mentality with the product. I mean, take this for instance with the pork shoulder for barbecue in this line, is you can cook it in your crock pot very easily, and once you've pulled it out, all you have is to open the bag, serve the product, throw the bag away. Similarly, you can cook this product in the oven with as simple of procedure and cooking method as it is in the crock pot. So you've got two great cooking methods there, and we've applied it to those two pork shoulder items, but I can see countless applications across the board for other products like ribs and other pork sirloins, etc. I think that's a direction that'll continue for sure.
Cool. So let's shift gears and talk about the other product, the pork spare rib mini racks. Specifically, you brought the applewood flavored variety. Talk a little bit about the development that went into that and what that product brings to the table for Tyson.
You bet. Again, a great product that's an extension of our Tyson Seasoned the Marinated Pork line. We brought you some applewood flavor profile today. It also comes in a teriyaki flavor profile. What this is a spare rib from a St. Louis style spare rib sliced down the middle. So you've got portion sizes that are perfect for a family of four with a great, easy to use, again, application, whether it be with grilling or roasting or even just doing it in the crock pot as well. Mm-hmm. So some great ways to prepare this, again, with no fuss, no bother in terms of cleaning up. You can have this as an appetizer, which is a great way to do it, is you slice the ribs into smaller portions. You could use it for tailgating or just for that everyday meal occasion with your family. It really is a delicious, convenient way to have, again, a center of the plate item put on the plate for the family to enjoy.
What does that product bring to the market that's maybe more innovative or maybe stands out from just your standard spare ribs that you might find out there?
And one of the biggest things is simply the package sizing and the product portioning, is making sure that you've got, with the way we slice that spare rib down the middle, is that you've got the sized portions that are perfect to just get in front of the family easily and quickly, rather than worrying about a whole slab of ribs that needs to be cooked in one way or another. You've got three easy ways to cook what is this perfect portion size that we've got. And then, really, I'd like to talk, you know, the applewood and the teriyaki flavor profiles. What we've developed, I think, are fantastic, delicious for both of these. You're talking about moist, tender ways to cook the product, keeping that juicy, flavorful overall experience in pork, which is what you want when you serve it as a center of the plate item.
Great. And to wrap up, just on the talk about the bigger picture of what these two products kind of mean for Tyson Fresh Meats, what can our readers take away from what these products mean, just from an overall standpoint about what you guys are doing and how you're trying to meet consumer demands?
Absolutely. Consumer demands have really pointed us in the direction of having flavors and convenience for that time-starved person or family that needs to be able to have a center of the meat protein option that they can look to easily. So we've started to take what is a number of different pork items and put them into a seasoned or marinated variety, whether it be cook-in-bag or regular multi-vac packaging, that people can then say, I'm going to pull this out of the fridge tonight and have a delicious applewood, teriyaki, barbecue, carnitas flavor, a number of different flavor profiles against what will be a broader line of products to include sirloins, tenderloins, and a number of other pork items as we move into a whole bevy of applications here. All under the Tyson name, so that when consumers see it in the marketplace, they recognize the value and the consistency and the quality that comes with that name. I think we've got a winner here, and the launching of the product line so far has proven that out. We're excited to bring this to market.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining me, and thanks for visiting and, you know, showing me all about these products. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Andy. Appreciate it.